Chapter 1. A tracer round sliced a bright red streak through the black night in front of me. I grabbed Sweeney and Cal by their coats, pulling them down behind our bunker. Machine guns and rifles opened fire from both sides of the Washington-Idaho border. Given that I had just 2 months of basic training, a handful of National Guard drills, and a few weeks of sentry duty, I hadn't really practiced fighting a battle to stop the U.S. Army from invading my state.
"Aw, yeah, dude,"
Cal shouted near my ear.
"This is the real deal."
Sweeney hit me in the shoulder.
"Danny, you're the soldier. Just tell us what to do. We'll follow your orders."
I was packing my .45. Cal had Schmitty's AR-15. Sweeney still needed a weapon.
"Stick with me. Stay low,"
I yelled over the roar of gunfire. The screech of a jet fighter shot past overhead. Cracks like thunder exploded close by. We pushed forward into my squad's bunker. Inside, PFC Luchin fired his saw, while Specialist Sparrow sent heavier rounds downrange with her 50 cal. Sergeant Kemp was helping them reload as they burned through their ammo belts. They were both holding down the trigger so long that I worried they'd melt their barrels. Kemp spotted me.
"Right, what are you doing here?"
"Here for the fight," I shouted back. "Got my boys with me."
Kemp handed me and Sweeney M4s, probably Luchin and Sparrow's regular weapons.
"Come on."
He led the way to the firing window.
"One shot, one kill. Pick your targets to save ammo."
"Seriously? Just like that? Just jump in?"
Cal took aim.
"Yeah," Kemp said. "But you have to aim carefully, so I can shoot."
Cal aimed and pulled the trigger. At least a whole company of federal infantry had crossed into Idaho, shooting as they moved through the valley below our firing position. They were supported by machine guns on the Washington side, which opened up to offer suppressive fire. I'd shot an Army staff sergeant back in Spokane to save my friends. Was that the right thing to do? Who knew? To win this fight now, to protect my state, I would have to do it again, and shoot as many of the enemy as I could. I'd have to use my best skills to kill American soldiers.
"Let's go, right?" Luchin said.
He held down the trigger and mowed down a whole charging fire team.
"Get in the fight!"
I'd wanted in the war. I hated the damn Fed. A bunch of rounds shattered against the rocks next to me. I lined my sights up on the shadowy form of an advancing Fed and pulled the trigger. Clipped his leg. I found another target. Fired. Pegged his chest. Knocked him down. I fired again and again.
"Aw, shit!"
Luchin yelled and pointed way down the hill to our company's base.
"They got a Micklick!"
An MCLC was a mine-clearing line charge, a little trailer with a small rocket that pulled a line of C4 charges out over a minefield or wire barrier. The rocket would explode the obstacles and clear a path for the advancing army. With the Micklick, they could take out our wire obstacles and open the road to our bunker. Three of our guys ran out, ready to fire an AT-4 rocket launcher. One of them was hit twice and fell. A few steps later, another took a round through the throat. The last soldier aimed and fired a rocket. The Micklick burst into white-hot flame. The crack of the explosion slammed us a second later.
"Yeah!"
Luchin shouted. He high-fived Cal.
"Awesome!"
An Apache helicopter gunship swept through the sky, and another rose up from behind some trees. They dodged around, firing at each other, until one of them went down with its engine burning. The surviving bird dipped down and turned its 30mm chain gun and Hellfire missiles against the Fed lines. Hundreds of soldiers exploded all over the field.
"We got 'em,"
Cal said.
"They ain't got a chance."
But our Apache exploded into fiery pieces seconds later, and 5 M4B Schwarzkopf main battle tanks pushed through the woods from Washington. The tanks fired, and our side of the border erupted. Down the hill, our TOC tent went up in flames. The farmhouse by the road collapsed as well. A second Micklick moved into position, firing its rocket. Seconds later, its C4 rope exploded, and Fed soldiers poured through the gap.
"There's more Feds than we got bullets," I shouted.
One of the Schwarzkopfs turned its turret and raised the huge barrel of its main gun toward our bunker.
Fall back!
Sergeant Kemp slung a full rucksack over his shoulder, an AT-4 strapped to the top.
Grab your stuff, we're bugging out.
Bullshit, we can take them.
Cal fired 6 more rounds. No, we couldn't. I pulled Cal away from the firing post. Sparrow started to take the 50 cal off its tripod.
Leave it!
Kemp yelled. He pushed her out of the bunker through the crevice in back. I followed Sweeney and Cal. Luchin was right behind me carrying his saw. Kemp covered our 6.
Go, go, go!
He shouted. Behind us, the hill where we'd built our firing position exploded, and we were all thrown to the ground. The little radio clipped to Kemp's chest squawked.
All 476 elements, all 476 elements, this is 476 actual. Fall back! I say again, fall back! Evac truck, Charlie, Mike, and 5. 476 actual, out.
That's the go code, Kemp yelled. The whole force is evacuating. We don't make that truck, we're screwed.
We all bolted through the woods as fast as we could. Wounded and exhausted, we raced on through the night toward Freedom Lake.